Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about AI. Start the day with a fire in your soul. No one can stop us, we're in control. Round table where dreams take flight. With the power of three, we'll reach new heights. Setting goals, making dreams come true. Helping others find a purpose too. Well, good morning, and it is time for a morning motivation. And I just wanted to start with one of my new favorite toys, and that is music. And that was completely AI generated, by the way. All I did was give it a prompt for work music to help me work on my roundtable improvement program for setting goals and helping people find their purpose, as I call it, living their life to the third power. And that was what it came up with. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about AI, because if you know me at all, I am a huge technology geek. I love it. I absolutely think technology is amazing. And so I wanted to share a little bit of some of the AI, my thoughts on AI, and how I kind of use it, and what are my primary tools, right? There are some people that use like a lot of different tools. Generally, though, I only use a couple. So AI, artificial intelligence, the generative AI space, when ChatGPT first came out in November of last year, I had used some AI stuff like way back, but machine learning was generally, it was okay, right? But for my normal world, it really didn't do much for me, right? Things like the Siri on a phone or the Amazon Echo devices, they're okay, but I would definitely not call them intelligent, right? but I've had them, I've used them for years, right? And then with ChatGPT came out in November, it kind of changed the game a little bit, because here was something that was actually useful. Right. It was, you know, it could do some pretty amazing things. And, you know, that was just at GPT-3, you know, and now we're at 4.5, whatever, with 5 coming, you know, anytime now. But in that year and a half, we'll call it, that technology has changed my world. Right. I mean, like in dramatic ways, you know, it's allowed me to do things by myself that would have taken like teams of people. And I've put it this way, you know, now again, I'm a programmer, right? I've been a web developer for 99, right? So I am no, you know, I am not your average user of technology and programming, but AI allowed me to build an entire automation system for my podcast, right? So it's like, all right, I need a web page that will, you know, will do this, right? So I basically created this. Oh, you can't see it. I created this page, you know, this whole system so that I can do my podcasts. I can go in, produce, and it will, you know, I've got a whole workflow behind it. But all of this was done with AI helping me write code to do AI, have AI help me automate my podcast, right? It just is wild. It's absolutely wild how much productivity I've been able to do and to create in such a very, very short time, right? So here's the analogy that I've used is you figure that the internet, right? What we're talking on right now was born. The first web page was like 95. And so the internet is essentially 20 years old or 30 years old. God, I'm getting old. Anyway, imagine your day, imagine your work without the internet. It wouldn't exist for most people, right? Between Zoom calls, email, going to website, just it wouldn't happen. It just wouldn't happen. Our work, the internet has become so incredibly intertwined with our world that there's no separating it. The way that I look at AI is AI is about 1997 internet, right? It's had time to catch on and people are starting to use it. Like, Amazon now exists, but it's still clunky. And I don't know if you ever ordered anything from Amazon, pre-2000. Yes, I know I'm old, right? It was hard. It was not easy. And now it's like I think about something and it shows up in my door in 3 hours, right? feels like that anyway. For me, AI is around 97, 98 internet maturity, right? And so in another couple of years, maybe five-ish, I think it's going to be so integrated into everything that we do that you won't know how to live without it, right? For better or worse, most of us can't live without the internet, but we can and go into the woods, that sort of thing. But the advice that I give people is learn how to use AI tools, learn how AI works, learn how to integrate it into your day, because it will be a factor. It will be an important factor, right? So learn it, understand it. Now, the tools that I use, pretty straightforward. I primarily use ChatGPT. Now, I have the upgraded version, so I have the ChatGPT Plus, because for the $20 a month, it's absolutely worth it. Excuse me. Sorry about that. It's helps with every, from writing emails to writing the description for a live stream, what have you. So it's just really, really powerful. And, I have an entire OneNote, my note-taking tool, that's just my AI scripts that I use frequently, for my podcast, for different marketing things that I'm doing, right? Here's the script. So I'll take, the shorts that I do. Here's the transcript of this short. Write me give me five title ideas, give me a summary, give me some hashtags, right? And it just makes it really easy. Now, usually I edit it, it gets me close. But that's my primary tool. And now with the ChatGPT 4, where it's got DALL-E 3 integrated in it, I'm also creating images. Just about all of the splash screens for my podcasts, those are AI generated images, right? For my roundtable program, lots of AI generated images in that. It has has more creativity and skill than I can do in my art. You know, I will take them and modify them and, you know, integrate them in with other things. But having that, like, really talented artist at your fingertips is fantastic. So that art. Now the new one, the one that I've found recently that I just I have had so much fun with is Suno.ai, and it is a song generating AI tool, right? And you put in a prompt, like I said, I put in high energy work music to help me work on my roundtable self-improvement program for setting goals and helping people find their purpose, as I call it, living their life to the third power. That was the entire prompt, right? And what it generated.
Start the day with a fire in your soul. No one can stop us, we're in control. Roundtable where dreams take flight. With the power of three, we'll reach new heights.
I mean, is that not amazing?
Setting goals, making dreams come true. Helping others find a purpose too. A symphony of passion,
a
chorus of dreams. Together we'll create a world that gleams. Living life to the third.
Right. Just absolutely fantastic what, you know, that music can do. Or, you know, maybe we, maybe you want reggae music.
We got around the table, hands held high, to find our purpose, reach the sky.
So again, this is just one simple prompt that gave me that video. Or, you know, maybe we can do something more, you know, rock.
Rise up, take control, unleash the fire within. No limits, no boundaries, let the journey begin. Through sweat and tears, we'll push through every obstacle we face.
I mean, being able to have this kind of music as a backdrop for my video, being able to do training through music, right? There was one where I took my Atomic Triad, you know, Foundation Framework Manifestation, right? I turned it into a song. I mean, how cool is this? Right?
Foundation, the beginning of all things. The clarity wins and true essence brings.
So, I mean,
I can't
overstate how cool being able to create branded music for you to work in. And it's, you know, it does cost like $8 a month, right, for this. But having the ability to create, like, this is a song to go with training that I do, right? And here are the core pieces of this training put into a rock song. I mean, there's no way that I could just do that by myself, even if I were that musically inclined. Right? Anyway, so there's a few of my tools. Like I said, I primarily use ChatGPT, and the Suno has just been. I wrote myself an entire playlist of upbeat motivational music to work with. That's all based on what I'm actually working on, right? With the roundtable. Priceless, priceless. All right. So AI use it, get to know it, understand it. You know, I know there are a lot of people that are kind of worried about it. I'm not, right? Yes, are people going to use it for bad things? Yes, they are. We're humans. We do weird stuff. But yes. But all in all, I think it's a force for good, and it's a force that we need to understand, that we need to be able to use. So get out there, get with the get with the program. Start learning. How do I use it? How do I create prompts? How do I do that? And I guarantee you it will be good for you. All right. So I will put the link to this into the chat. So that you can go and listen to this album, my roundtable album. It's a lot of fun. All right, my friends. Well, keep living your life to the third power. Until tomorrow, enjoy AI. Have fun with it. And we will talk to you later.
Thank you for listening to the Third Power Life podcast. Before you go, one quick question for you. Where are you on the path of life? Are you just drifting through your life? Are you fully in command somewhere in between? Well, you can find out where you are now by taking my new Commander Survey. It will tell you where you are on your growth journey and how to move yourself to the next level. You can find the link on the screen or in the show notes. Now, all I want to know now is, where do you stand?